The local tourist organization Kochevia and the Starogard Gdańsk Town Hall invite you to hear the story behind a church with a clock tower that tells today's residents of Starogard what time it is. The St. Catherine of Alexandria Church has, in fact, been a part of the town's history since the 15th century. Originally, this church was here even before the year 1469, that is, before the first documented city fire. However, the first time its existence was recorded was in 1470. The story of its patron, however, is much older. Who was Catherine of Alexandria? She was a woman whose life dates back to the beginning of the 4th century AD. She originated from a royal family, a resident of the then capital of Egypt, Alexandria. Although she was presented with many prominent marriage proposals, she decided to dedicate her life to protecting the Christian faith, the followers of which, at the time, were persecuted by the Roman Empire. In a philosophical debate arranged by the emperor, she convinced imperial adversaries to adopt her ideas. To not deny her faith, she kept her body pure. She was persecuted and cruelly tortured for her devotion. She persevered in her faith, despite being starved and tortured on a breaking wheel. As legend has it, after St. Catherine was beheaded by sword, angels took her emaciated body to the monastery on Mount Sinai. St. Catherine has always been the patroness of this church, although the sanctuary was not always located at this exact place. The first time the building endured destruction was in 1659, when local burghers were fighting against Swedish invaders. In 1792, the church was hit by the city fire and burned down. It was the most extreme disaster in the history of the city, and the red flames were so vicious that the bells that called in the fire even melted themselves. St. Catherine's Church was erected once again in 1802, however at a different location, in the corner of the old city's market square. The church was also run by different groups throughout history. In 1557, it was taken over by Protestants. It remained under their possession until the end of the Second World War. The names of the bells back then, Emperor Wilhelm, Gustav Adolf, and Martin Luther, can attest to this fact. In the post-war years, St. Catherine's Church was a branch of St. Adalbert's Parish. Catherine became an independent parish in 1981. The tower above you, dear visitor, is one of Starogard Gdańsk's most important symbols. It stands 50 meters tall, and its shape was inspired by the City Hall Tower in Gdańsk's Old Town Market Square. According to legend, inside the tower of the old St. Catherine's Church, when it stood in a different location, you were once even able to see Nicholas Copernicus himself gazing at the sky. The annals of Starogard mention the frequent visits paid by the astronomer from Fromburg in the town by the Vierzyce River. The present tower of St. Catherine's Church has been standing here since 1873. Up above you, on its western side, it is ornamented by the sculpture of the Savior. It is a copy of Bertel Thorvaldsen's work. Thorvaldsen was a Danish master sculptor who was active at the turn of the 18th and 19th centuries. This same image of Christ, although in a completely different form, will be seen by you, dear visitor, once again during our tour. At the foot of the sculpture, as well as on the remaining three sides of the church tower, terrestrial time is kept by clocks, illuminated at night. These clocks were placed above the town in 1956. St. Catherine's Church, as it stands today, remains a structure of medieval origin, set on a foundation built in medieval times. St. Catherine's Church, the structure of which has three naves, welcomes you to pay a visit and come inside. After seeing the figure of Jesus and hands of the clock, your eyes will take you through the main entrance to the church and cross its threshold. This seemingly small, 30-meter-long and 15-meter-wide space can accommodate up to 4,000 faithful. The first elements you will notice are the 19th-century candelabra hanging in the light of the stained glass. The first candelabrum was a gift from a famous Starogard manufacturer of spirits, Hermann Winkelhausen. He made this donation to mark his 70th birthday. On the left side, near the entrance, there is a densely written list of parishioners of this church who were murdered during the Second World War. However, other elements of the decor will only soothe the senses. The serene face of Saint Anthony of Padua holding baby Jesus in his arms can be found on the left wall of the altar. He is the patron saint of missing things. So if you, dear visitor, have lost anything, we wish you to stay as peaceful through your difficulties as Saint Anthony is seen here. There is also peace radiating from the two other elements of decor. The first of them is a plaque dedicated to the Polish armed forces active in the West in the years between 1939 and 1945. The other represents the gentle face of the Pope, John Paul II. The patron saint's procession float is an extremely important feature of the decor of the left nave. Saint Catherine, due to the aforementioned important events in her life, which comprise the oratorical and intellectual defense of the Christian faith, is considered to be, among others, the patron saint of speakers, barristers, philosophers, writers, students, and universities. As she was also a very beautiful and well-dressed woman, she is also considered to be the patron saint of fashion stylists, seamstresses, and spinners. The spiked wheel is a symbol of her martyrdom that marked the end of her terrestrial life. Another altar in the side aisle is dedicated to the patron of Czechia, Hungary, and one of the main Polish patron saints. He is also the patron saint of another church in Starogard, Saint Adalbert's. He was the first Christian martyr to have been murdered on Polish soil. Just like Saint Catherine, he was tortured, pierced by a spear, struck by an axe, and, after his death, was also decapitated and impaled. Dear visitor, you can now see the main altar of the Divine Mercy. Sadly, the main element of the church's decor was not preserved in the original version as created by Ignacy Zelek. When, in 1970, the liturgical part was rebuilt, the altar also had to change its character. To the right of the chancel, you can see the painting of Our Lady of Perpetual Help. This famous image was probably painted in the 9th, 10th, or 11th century, somewhere on the island of Crete, or perhaps in Byzantium. Legend has it that it was brought to Europe by a rich merchant, and, during their sea travel, passengers prayed to the painting and thus protected the ship against the raging storm at sea. Ever since, copies of this work were propagated in churches across the globe. A shorter, but even more fascinating history can be attributed to the painting located in the right nave. This is a reproduction of the world-famous painting by Adolf Hiwa. The painting, Jesus, I Trust in You, also called Jesus Merciful, was inspired by the apparitions of Saint Faustina, the image of whom is found right next to it. You will see the image of the Virgin Mary, Queen of Poland, in the side altar. The world-famous face, known as the Black Madonna of Częstochowa. Returning to the main nave, our gaze is directed towards the two-story balconies. In 1888, the interior design of the sanctuary changed considerably. It was at this time that the decor of the church began to be dominated by the neo-Gothic style. After the war, these balconies were decorated by scenes from the Stations of the Cross, which were created by masters, Jan and Kazimierz Falkowcy. Dear visitor, before you complete your visit inside St. Catherine's Church and return to the daylight outside, take one more look at the altar. The rays of the sun are shining through the impressively high stained glass window. And you can see the same figure in the same position here as the one who is facing you from the top of the church tower.